How do we keep teenagers connected to the church after confirmation? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is Teaching the Faith at Home. What does this mean? How is this done? It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Teaching the Faith at Home costs $15.99 plus shipping and handling. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Teaching the Faith at Home.
But have you ever asked God for forgiveness?
I'm not sure I have. I just go and try and do a better job from there. I don't think so.
Do not be taken in by this man. We have seen demagogues before. They all behave in the same way. It's easy answers to serious problems. It's exploiting people's fear.
The Sola Scriptura is not only that God's word is our only source of truth, but it is also that God's word is our only source of life.
You'll never find God unless you find him in the brutalized body on the cross and ask yourself, why does this all need to happen just this way?
Chaplains deployed to Washington, D.C. absolutely love Issues Etc.
Well, we have an Easter season tradition here on Issues Etc. As Easter, the day has passed and the season is ahead of us, we like to have our first live day back broadcasting on Issues Etc. after the Easter break for the answer to your favorite Easter hymn and why. It's just a simple question. You've come through Easter. You've got about 40 days more of Easter in church ahead of you. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? We want to hear from you here in the first 45 minutes of Issues Etc. Greetings and welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Easter Tuesday. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Now, the listener with the best vote in answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, will receive a CD of Easter hymns. It's called Jesus Christ is Risen Today. That goes to the listener with the best vote for their favorite Easter hymn and why here in the first 45 minutes of Issues, etc. Or call in number 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. A little bit later, about 40 minutes from now, Dr. Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn will join us. We'll talk about the theology of GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump. He has made it clear that he was greatly influenced by his pastor, the church that he attended, where at Marble Collegiate Church, where Norman Vincent Peale was pastor for about 52 years. Donald Trump remembers hearing many of his sermons, he says, and it's obviously influenced his theology. We'll be talking about the theology of GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump with Dr. Mike Horton and what it's revealed about the theology of the self-professed evangelicals who support Trump for president. It's coming up in about 40 minutes. Then we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson on this Tuesday afternoon, the Transfiguration in Matthew 17. Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel will be our guest. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? On this Easter Tuesday, Dave in Sunnyvale, California says, Jesus Christ is risen today. For me, this hymn is a classic and proclaims in triumph the glorious resurrection of Christ in music and lyrical content. Melissa chimes in as well. From Mason City, Iowa, Jesus Christ is risen today. It's a classic, happy hymn, and Easter morning just doesn't seem complete without it.
Thank you.
That's the London Fox Choir with the Easter hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why a little Easter tradition here on Issues, Etc. on this Tuesday, March the 29th. You can give us your best Easter hymn and why by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Not only the hymn, but also your reason why it's your favorite as well. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Kevin listens in Riverview, Florida. He says, how do you pick just one favorite Easter hymn? There's so many great ones that bring joy, light, and confidence of the resurrection to our darkened world. However, for the last several years, one has quickly become my favorite, a new addition to the hymnody. I cast my vote for the Tanzanian hymn, Christ Has Arisen, Alleluia. This song opens my eyes to the wider world of Christian hymns, puts a smile on my face with a joyous tempo and tune, and gives confidence with every word. Our sin forgiving, Alleluia. Jesus is living, Alleluia. That's a favorite of Kevin listening in Riverview, Florida, answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? That's Christ Has Arisen, Alleluia, sung by Kanturai. We're getting your answer to that question on this Tuesday afternoon, March the 29th. What's your favorite Easter hymn and why? You can answer it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state and tell us why you're voting for the Easter hymn you're voting for. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. More answers to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Right after this. Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
The Faith Once for All, Delivered to the Saints. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, Coordinator for Stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship. lcms.org/stewardship. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Little open lines here on this Easter Tuesday, March the 29th. Getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. David in Kansas City, his is, let's see, he says, Christ is risen indeed. Pastor Wilkin, my favorite Easter hymn is All the Earth with Joy is Sounding. That's a Stephen Starkey hymn, by the way. It's LSB 462. Its lyrics bring forth the prophecies and types of the resurrection in the Old Testament and New Testament to life. Where else in much of Easter hymnody do we find a reference to Jonah, to the stronger man, and so forth? Pastor Starkey is to be commended for extolling Christ crucified and risen so beautifully in this hymn.
Thank you.
That's the Easter hymn, All the Earth with Joy is Sounding. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why on this Easter Tuesday, March the 29th? Ruth has a vote as well. Ruth says, my favorite Easter hymn, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds, joins us with the communion of the saints in rejoicing over Christ's victory. That's Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds, Ruth's favorite Easter hymn. We are getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why on this Tuesday afternoon, March the 29th? You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page. More of your answers to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why, right after this.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
The 27th Annual Congress on the Lutheran Confessions, sponsored by the ACL and Luther Academy, is April 6th through the 8th in Bloomington, Minnesota. The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission will present two seminars. On Tuesday, April 5th, Pastor Rob Jarvis offers an overview of the Reformation and our confessions. On Wednesday, April 6th, Pastor Jeremiah Johnson presents Catechesis Begins in the Home, Practical Ways to Pass on the Faith to Our Children. Learn more at theclcc.org.
In my family, education means cultivating wisdom and virtue by teaching what is good, true, and beautiful. Memoria Press makes this type of education possible with their classical Christian curriculum. Characterized by simplicity, quality, and affordability, Memoria Press gives my children a rich classical education. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
The Substitute Organist Service, aptly abbreviated SOS, really has come to our rescue.
Pastor Jim Hollowatch of Christ Lutheran Church in Jackson, Mississippi.
With the ever-growing shortage of skilled musicians in our community, we were approaching a real crisis. But thanks to the Substitute Organist Service, help is always just minutes away. With its easy, intuitive interface, friendly customer service, and outstanding musicianship, you really couldn't ask for more.
You can find out more about the Substitute Organist Service at churchmusicsolutions.com.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you wish your Lutheran school offered Latin, Greek, or logic? What about German or calculus? Right now, local Lutheran schools in two different states are utilizing Wittenberg Academy to expand their course offerings. Whether it's Latin for third graders or logic for seniors in high school, Wittenberg Academy can help. For your homeschooler or for your brick-and-mortar Lutheran school, we have solutions. To find out more, visit wittenbergacademy.org.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority, they've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Tuesday afternoon, March the 29th. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? The listener with the best vote will receive Jesus Christ is Risen Today, a CD of 17 Easter hymns. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, our email address talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address @IssuesETC, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. You can hear all of these hymns and more 24/7 at our Sacred Music Station, Sacred Music for the Easter Season, Lutheran Public Radio, absolutely free. And tonight at 8 p.m. Central, you need to tune in to LutheranPublicRadio.org to hear J.S. Bach's Cantata for Easter Tuesday, number 145, Auf mein Herz des Herren Tag, Arise My Heart, The Day of the Lord. That is 8 p.m. tonight, CDT at LutheranPublicRadio.org and on the LPR mobile app. You can listen anytime, day or night, 24/7, sacred music for the Easter season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Cheryl is listening in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I wanted to hear Christ Jesus Lay in Death, Strong Bands, and that's because it reminds me of Isaiah 59, where it speaks of the seriousness of sin and our rejection of God's goodness and the truth of His Word. And I've had three deaths in my family the last 3 months. One of them was my 98-year-old mom, and I'm separated from being able to show love to these people. But the truth of this hymn is that Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands for our offenses given, but now at God's right hand he stands and brings us life from heaven. So I want to hear that hymn.
All right, we will play it for you, Cheryl. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Here it is, Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands. Easter hymn, Christ Jesus Lay in Death Strong Bands by the Concordia Seminary Chorus. Let's see, Dave has a vote as well. He listens in Troy, Michigan. Christians to the Paschal Victim is his favorite. Our choir sang this for Easter Sunday, and it sings of Jesus as the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Now the church can go forth in battle against sin, death, and the devil. Plus, I just listened to the Issues, Etc. encore presentation by Pastor Will Whedon on this great hymn. That's Christians to the Paschal Victim, sung by the Contrari of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Answering the question, what's your favorite Easter hymn and why? Ernest in Red Bluff, California says, this year it is Paul Gerhardt's Awake My Heart with Gladness. The text, the tune, I find very inspiring, especially knowing Gerhardt's personal story. David in Colorado concurs. He says, this year it was lines from Awake My Heart in Gladness in stanza 5. That struck me. Every year the Lenten and Easter hymns teach so beautifully. But the lines, misfortune now is play and night is bright as day, cut through the distraction of our squirming toddler grandson in my arms and went to my heart. I thought they must be Luther's, though it turned out to be Gerhardt's. But what joyous comfort that hymn and those lines bring. Awake My Heart with Gladness by Paul Gerhardt, one of our listeners' favorite Easter hymns. Cheryl in Indianapolis, if you would send your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you the CD, Christ is Arisen. Thanks to everybody who submitted a vote as well. When we come back, Dr. Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn is going to join us. He's written recently for Christianity Today an article titled The Theology of Donald Trump. Donald Trump has made a connection between his Christian faith and Norman Vincent Peale of the Power of Positive Thinking fame. We'll talk about that connection with Dr. Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn right after this.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performance Fitness 618.com.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It is more important to know what the Reformation retained than what it overthrew.
Dr. Larry Rast talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Charles Porterfield Croft made that statement back in the 1800s, but it remains true for us today. The church's job is to confess faithfully, and simply to overthrow error does not establish truth. What we are about is confessing biblical truth, and what this conference promises to do is to help us recover that for an age that desperately needs to hear that truth.
You can meet and hear Dr. Larry Rast making the case for the conservative Reformation June 10th and 11th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.